This is Bob Ferguson, and it's my pleasure to be here with my co-host, Barb Ligoni. Barb has a degree in nutrition from Cornell University, and today we're going to be talking about something extremely important to at least half of the population of the world, and probably very important to the other half, and that is women's health. So, Barb, we have a very special guest along with us today I'd like you to introduce.
My pleasure. I'd like to introduce Nidra Sarr. She has a master's degree in nutrition and is a nationally board-certified licensed nutritionist, which means she really knows her material. So, Nidra, before we get into the specifics of women's health, could you take a moment to share with us how you came to do nutritional consulting and how you got connected to Shackley?
Barb, just like you, my undergraduate work was in nutrition. And I suspect, just like you, we both thought and were taught that you could get everything you needed from the food you ate. So what happened was I was feeding my family and seeing that we had some annoying little health challenges, and even though I was doing the best I could, so I was encouraged by my friend to try some supplements. And I said, we don't need vitamins. I do really well with planning all my meals. She said, just try these. They have a money-back guarantee. Well, Barb, that was the hook for me, because I knew they weren't going to work, but I knew that if they didn't work, I wasn't going to be out any kind of money. Does this sound at all familiar to you?
You're right.
So what happened was that after a couple of weeks on the supplements, our family's health did improve, and we were so pleased about that, that for the next couple of years, I just continued to try all the Shackley products. We found our family's health improved so much that we were able to improve the health of our home, the environment, and we were delighted. So I began a Shackley business and found that it was very, very successful. After all three of my daughters finished their graduate work, and I decided I wanted to go back. I just really wanted to study further this wonderful topic of nutrition and health. So I went back for my master's degree in 1994 and finished it in 1996, did a real strong emphasis on both soy protein and the omega-3 fatty acids, and really became an even greater believer in not only the value of supplementation, but the very unique qualities that Shackley brings to the marketplace. For years, it was my pleasure to do a lot of nutritional consulting for individuals along with my growing and expanding Shackley business. And the interesting thing is that I talked with women all over the country. There were about 8 different health wishes that seemed to be coming up over and over and again. And so what I'd like to do is to list those, discuss each one, and then perhaps together we can give some diet and supplement recommendations.
That sounds great, Nidra. Let's get going.
All right. Number 1, more energy. 2, shed 15 pounds. 3, reduce stress. 4, manage PMS, premenstrual syndrome. 5, breathe through menopause. 6, reduce the risk of osteoporosis. 7, reduce the risk of breast cancer, any cancer, and heart disease. And number 8, very important, look 15 years younger than your actual age. Big health wish for women. So why don't we just get started with the first one, which is more energy. The top health concern that brings women into the doctor's office is fatigue, lack of energy. When we consider that women today are multitasking more than ever, that 70% of women with children under the age of 18 are working outside the home, we understand that women's lives are stretched more tightly than in any period in history. If she's a mother, mom traditionally puts herself last. She eats on the run, she skips meals, she stays up late, and she tries to pack 30 hours into a 24-hour day. Does that sound familiar?
It does to me.
The next one is to shed 15 pounds. 1 of 2 Americans is overweight. 1 of 3 of us is obese. That means you're 30 pounds or more overweight. Now, the average 50-year-old weighs 15 to 20 pounds more than the average 30-year-old. So the question is, what about me? Have I gained more than 15 pounds since high school, and am I okay with that? The measurable health benefits of losing 15 pounds, and I pulled 15 of these. I just thought it was really, really important. One is increase in energy. High blood pressure numbers almost always drop. We can drop blood sugar and blood levels of insulin within 3 to 5 days. That the free-floating fats, the triglycerides, the measure of how much refined carbohydrate you're eating, can decrease. The C-reactive protein, which is a marker for inflammation, can drop. The healthy cholesterol, the HDL, levels almost always rise. the incidence of diabetes can drop by as much as 50% for many at-risk people. People will sleep better. There's less sleep apnea. There's a reduced symptoms of joint disease. Just think, if you had 15 pounds that no longer was on your body, it'd be a lot easier to move, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
There's a decreased risk of heart disease. There's a decrease in GERD and acid reflux. Oh, my. I really do not like that purple pill. When we can start to clean up our diet, we're going to get rid of all of those kind of medications. We're going to have a decreased risk of several cancers, decreased stress, increased self-esteem, and our clothes fit better. Do you know that every time, Barb, that I ask women to pick out their top wish for dropping 15 pounds, guess what they always say?
They want their clothes to fit better.
That's right. The third category on our 8 health wishes are to reduce stress. The American Medical Association is now stating that stress is a factor in more than 75% of all illnesses today, and the Centers for Disease Control report that 50% of the deaths of those under age 65 have stress as a major contributing factor.
Wow.
What damage does stress do? Well, let's just list a few. I could go on and on, but in the interest of time. Number one, it depletes the adrenals that put out adrenaline, the hormone that instantly lifts our body's ability to meet danger. You know when your heart starts pounding and you get all your systems on go? That's that pumping of the adrenaline. But you do that over and over and over again, and chronic stress is going to deplete the adrenals, and that leads to adrenal burnout. Also, stress can damage the cortisol insulin response, and that can lead to the fat deposits around our middle. We call that metabolic syndrome or syndrome X. If you're seeing that you've got a lot of extra abdominal fat, maybe we want to look toward how much stress you've had in your life and how you're meeting it. A 10-year study by Kaikold and Glazier showed that stress depletes the levels of the body's natural killer cells, which lead to decreased immunity and increased risk of disease. And also, in terms of stress, depression, anxiety, and fear are common psychological results. Lots of health negativities from having extra stress in our life. So another main category, number 4, is to manage premenstrual syndrome. When we understand that 65% of all premenopausal women have monthly symptoms, we know that this is a big health wish. We've identified 4 types of PMS, and many women can have more than one. The first 3 are characterized by excessive estrogen and a deficiency of progesterone. They're category PMSA, anxiety, and that's known by nervous tension, mood swings, irritability, and anxiety. PMSH, or hyperhydration, which just means fluid retention, is characterized with a weight gain of more than 3 pounds, swelling of the ankles and the wrists, breast tenderness, abdominal bloating, and in addition to excess estrogen, we find that it's linked to stress, magnesium deficiency, and an excess salt intake. Our third category of premenstrual syndrome is PMSC, or carbohydrate cravings, and that's evidenced by headaches, craving for sweets, increased appetite, heart pounding, fatigue, dizziness, or fainting. The excess of insulin in response to sugar intake comes 5 to 10 days before the period because the sad news is that PMSers will eat up to 275% more refined carbohydrates, that's cookies and sugar and candy and, yes, chocolate, than non-PMSers. We just have to get hold of those sugar cravings.
And, Nidra, I want to underline what you're saying here about carbohydrate cravings because it affects so many women, and very few of us know how really destructive that is to our health. It turns out that sugar and white flour, the cookies, the crackers, the chips that we grab as we're running through the kitchen and running out to the car to pick up kids or off to work, wherever it may be, are far more destructive than any of us had ever imagined. And so I know in a moment we're going to tell people how they can get a handle on that, but I just wanted to underline that. That one is a very serious one.
The good news is that there are some simple strategies that we can employ to get those cravings under control. We still have one more category of PMS. It's called PMSD, or depression. And while many women have some depression, these are the ones who are really on the edge. It's very serious, with severe depression, forgetfulness, crying, confusion, insomnia. The interesting thing is that this one can actually be due to decreased levels of estrogen and increased progesterone, completely turned around from the other 3 categories. It also often is an indication of overstressed adrenals, so another serious category of PMS. And we actually just list all four of these so that women can kind of put themselves into a category and understand that there are strategies for meeting all of these.
And pity the poor woman who's got them all.
Very, very true, Barb. So our fifth health wish is to breeze through menopause. Hot flashes, interrupted sleep, moodiness, and depression, not to mention weight gain, not fun symptoms of menopause. Need I say more?
You've covered it.
Category six in terms of our health wishes, to reduce the risk of osteoporosis. By age 65, a third of Caucasian American women will have at least one spinal fracture, and 50% of women over 50 cannot lift more than 10 pounds. Barb, I find that so depressing.
That means a grandchild.
Exactly.
You know, the thing about osteoporosis, to remind us all, is that that one really intrudes on our quality of life, and so we need to pay attention to that one.
And again, do we have strategies that can help to overcome that? Our seventh health wish is to reduce the risk of breast cancer, other cancers, and heart disease. Now, psychologically, we find that women are more afraid of breast cancer, knowing that one in eight women experience breast cancer at some point in their lives. However, heart disease is actually the single leading cause of death in women over 50. How about we build health to reduce the risk of incidence of all those conditions? Number eight, health wish, is women want to look 15 years younger than their actual age. I do acknowledge this wish as a health wish because younger looks really do begin on the inside. So the question is, how can we move toward better health while reducing the incidence of the health conditions that we just described?
That's right. Let's get to the solutions.
Absolutely. So number one is diet. We want to eat a clean diet. What do I mean by clean diet? That's a diet that's rich in fresh vegetables, fruits, beans, legumes, and soy. Let's understand that increased energy begins with a protein-centered breakfast. Getting a good breakfast within an hour of waking will give you energy and increased brain power throughout the day. So since most of us don't have the time to prepare a really good protein-centered breakfast of eggs and all the accoutrements, let's recommend a quick, convenient protein shake. That would mean a choice of energizing soy protein, instant protein, or the Slim Plan meal shake. Absolutely tasty and delicious and quick to fix. We're going to encourage you to transfer your grocery dollars from cookies and chips and candies, bagels, muffins, and white breads, along with excessive red meat and lots of potatoes, to more raw fruits and raw vegetables, fish, and chicken, lentils, beans, and soy protein. You can do it all at once, or you can do it gradually. You will find major energy increases in just a few days when you start to eat a cleaner diet.
That's a great suggestion.
Water is key, pure, clean water. Take your body weight, divide it by 2, and that's the number of ounces of water your body will thrive on. For example, a 140-pound woman would aim for 70 ounces of water, or just over 2 quarts. Water is so important to do all the kind of flushing of toxins through the body. Do you know, Barb, the first sign of dehydration is mental confusion. So if you go to the refrigerator and you forget why you're there, you're going to say, whoa, how much water did I drink yesterday? How much water have I drunk today? You can count herb teas and decaffeinated teas, but if you drink coffee or caffeinated tea, you really want to add 1 glass of water for each cup of coffee or tea. Those are dehydrating agents that actually pull water from your tissues.
Excellent point. And I love your suggestion because so many times well-intentioned dietitians and nutritionists recommend to people to cut out the sugar, cut out the cookies, the chips, the candies, the bagels, the muffins, all the things that you list here. And that feels like a takeaway to people. And I love what you're suggesting is what you put in. You put in these beautiful, raw, fresh fruits and vegetables that are so abundant, and think about making these interesting salads and veggies and dips and homemade soups, and you can incorporate these foods, and then you don't miss the other stuff. You're just substituting them for much healthier, nutrient-rich foods.
Absolutely, and if you haven't tried raw jicama or raw sweet potato, you're in for a treat. It's got a really nice, crispy, crunchy taste, and it's just a delight to taste it. I think that when people start to eat more fresh raw vegetables and fresh fruits are going to find the things that they've been craving all along without realizing it. Our second suggestion is sleep. Make the commitment to get 8 hours of sleep. I know this is difficult. I had to really force myself to adopt this last year. And because I knew that the body repairs itself while we sleep, our creativity and energy increase so that we're more productive the next day. Our energy increases, our stress is reduced. I can honestly say from personal experience that I get more done now by sleeping 8 hours a day and being more productive, more, you know, creative than I did when I was sleeping 7 hours or 6 hours. Exercise. Yes, we are going to talk about exercise. 30 minutes a day, at least 5 days a week, and be sure to get a balance of cardiovascular exercise and strength training exercise. Get that heart beating for a period of time, at least 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Maybe you're going to rotate that a little bit. But the strength training exercise, absolutely critical to stretch those bones, to actually put some stress on the bones and help drive that calcium and all those good bone-building nutrients into the bone.
I might mention about exercise because this is certainly not the first time that we've heard the importance of our exercising. And when you read the studies about aging, exercise always is in the top couple of things that we can do that significantly reduce aging in the body and help the body as we're growing older to maintain our vitality. One of the things I would point out to people, if it's hard to get into that exercise routine, number one, do it with a friend. Pair up with somebody, even if it means just walking with a friend in mornings, you know, before the day begins. Get a dog, you can walk the dog. And also think of it as playing. Find something that you like to do that's active, that's, you know, tennis or basketball or something that you enjoy doing, because it doesn't have to be heavy and difficult and, ugh, I got to put exercise into my day. But it's so critical for our health.
Oh, I agree. And, you know, we just go back to the fact that stress is reduced when we increase our exercise, and when we consider that stress is that factor in more than 75% of the illnesses and 50% of the deaths under age 50, it really is a key thing. We can't say enough about exercise. The fourth strategy is time out for you. Pick your favorite relaxation technique and do it. If you can't do it every day, start to make more time for you. This is such a key area and one that we find women really do neglect for themselves.
And now we're getting to the section that is near and dear to me, and that is this whole area of supplementation. And I appreciate what you said at the onset of this presentation, that there are many of us who were in the field of nutrition and healthcare that came to Shackley because we recognized that all these things that you've just talked about, changing our diet, changing our lifestyle, tucking in exercise, and changing our habits so that we do get ourselves to bed early enough, all those kinds of things. Old habits die hard. And so I think many of us found that one of the easiest places for people to begin doing healthy things is with supplementation. So let's talk about that one now.
That sounds like a plan to me. You know, our choice is Shackley because for over 50 years, this company has led the industry in testing the raw ingredients. They test for over 400 contaminants. They check the product through the manufacturing process. There's over 349 checks on Vitally alone. And then they guarantee that what is in the product will be absorbed by your body. That's the Shackley promise, and that, to me, is so comforting. When we begin our program, and this is going to be for everyone, whether it's PMS or menopause or stress or more energy, all of the conditions we just added in, there's some that are absolutely universal for all. The first would be to get a program of basics. And the basics would be those products that contain all the critical vitamins and minerals and antioxidants that we need. The Shackley scientists have done the work to create those specific balances. Always start with our multivitamin, multimineral Vitally. It's a high-potency product that's got just exactly the right balance that we want to have. Our B-complex vitamins with the 8 essential Bs in balanced amounts. And what we want to do is think of the B vitamins as our energy helpers, our calming nutrients, and our healthy heart vitamins. It's such a key nutrient. quickly moving to 500 milligram tablet of sustained vitamin C will give us 100 milligrams of vitamin C every hour for 5 hours to do a host of things, including keeping our immune system alert and our skin healthy. And then we love to have the vitamin E to prevent damage to our body's cells, to help keep the oxygen flowing to the tissues, to keep our heart and our immune system healthy. And for the woman who's still menstruating, she wants to add iron to meet her body's needs. So starting with a program of simple nutrients is really key. Then next, what we want to do is add in a soy protein. And whether we choose the energizing soy protein, the instant protein soy mix, or the Slim Plan Gold, be certain in the knowledge that you are choosing the highest quality plant protein with no additional fat or cholesterol. When we understand the need for protein in our body, we realize that it's absolutely key for building all the tissues, all the cells, all the organs of our body. The sad fact is that so many of our protein sources come with high amounts of fat and cholesterol. So knowing that we have this protein that gets into our bloodstream in minutes and provides us with a steady stream of energy and cell-building materials for at least 3 hours is very comforting. The other thing is that soy protein was found in a recent 9-month study to be more effective in building bone mass than drinking milk. It also helped to decrease cholesterol, which means that heart health is going to be improved. It dampens down premenstrual syndrome conditions by reducing the effects of the excess estrogen in the body. Remember, 3 of our categories of PMS were because women have too much estrogen. Soy protein also helps to alleviate symptoms of menopause by increasing the natural plant estrogens in the body. Now, that's called the adaptogenic effect. The soy protein knows how to adapt to your body's needs naturally.
And I just want to add to that that on days that are particularly full or I'm particularly pressed, that's when those soy protein shakes are so important. They really help you function very well, both mentally and physically.
And Barb, what I love about the soy protein choices that we have through Shackley is that they taste divine. I've tasted some soy proteins out there. There's no comparison. Now we're going to add calcium magnesium. There is a correlation between taking calcium magnesium and reducing premenstrual syndrome. There's a correlation between calcium magnesium and strong bones. There's a direct connection between calcium and magnesium to a healthy heart. It is so important for every woman to get the recommended levels of calcium from puberty all the way along her life cycle.
I am amazed how many people are taking sleep medications, which I have learned by turning on television, and after about 3 minutes, you see all these ads for sleep medications. That's like one of the classic calcium deficiency symptoms is difficulty sleeping. So maybe before we reach for medications, we might just have a calcium deficiency and we can take some CalMag before bed.
Absolutely. And if we find that we've got some leg cramps, then we know it's time to up our magnesium.
Excellent.
Omega-3 and GLA. These essential fatty acids cannot be made in the body. They have to come from our diet. They're critical to hormone balance and heart health. I particularly like the GLA, the gamma-linolenic acid, in premenstrual syndrome conditions. It, along with CalMag and the other supplements, we help find that that balances that menstrual cycle within 2 months for most women. It's just amazing what a simple program of supplements and cleaning up the diet can do in a very, very short period of time. And we also found that these nutrients are invaluable for women who suffer with fibroids or menorrhagia, that's heavy bleeding. So whether we're talking about balancing mood, building bone, building heart health, or maintaining weight loss, along with numerous other benefits, we need to think of omega-3 as one of our essential nutrients. I'd love to add just a few extra benefits because it is important to our bone health. Increases calcium absorption. It increases the effects of vitamin D. We're learning lots more about the importance of vitamin D to bone health. It's going to reduce urinary calcium excretion and increase bone calcium, and the omega-3s will actually reduce calcification in soft tissues and increase that bone protein synthesis and bone strength. Omega-3 is a wonderful, wonderful supplement.
You were actually the person who introduced me to the wonders of omega-3 because you did your master's thesis on that, didn't you?
I did. I worked on soy protein and then the omega-3.
It is now something I really emphasize with all of my clients. In addition to all these things that you have just pointed out, they even indicate now that it might be a preventative for Alzheimer's, and for sure it reduces inflammation all throughout the body. So the omega-3 is one we really want to underline as extremely important for men and women, but particularly in light of the things we're talking about here, that's one I would really emphasize for women to tuck into their supplement program.
Yes, thanks for reminding me about the inflammation, because that's one of the key things. That's one of my big reasons for recommending omega-3, is to decrease that inflammation. It's so important for people with any kind of condition that's going to limit the range of motion that they have, or any kind of inflammatory condition in their body. So another supplement that we like to work with is Optiflora. We want to provide the digestive balance. So in order to do that, we turn to the live microflora that Optiflora delivers to the intestine. When you understand that the gut hosts 60% of the body's immune system, we really have to realize that we want to turn to Optiflora. And again, the PMS and the menopause are substantially reduced when we add Optiflora. When the body's digestive system is balanced, it can sweep the excess circulating estrogen from the body.
Optiflora, when it first came out and when people learn about it, they think it's like for the intestinal tract to prevent gas and bloating and that sort of thing, and it's great for that as well. But what you're pointing out is that these probiotics, these healthy, friendly bacteria that are supposed to live in our lower intestines, they play a huge role in our immune system, and they play a role here in PMS and menopause in balancing our hormones. And I want to mention also, because it affects so many women, is the whole issue of candida yeast infections. Optiflora helps so much for helping women to get that under control. And then when the candida, or candida as people refer to it, begins to diminish, that often helps to reduce those cravings that we talked about earlier. So Optiflora is right next to omega-3. I think both of them, I put big stars next to them. They affect so many aspects of women's health.
They really do. It's something that every single woman wants to be using on a daily basis. Let's add the menopause balance complex and the menopause cooling lotion for the woman who's going through menopause. We do know that a woman who's been intaking soy protein for a number of years is probably going to have a much lower incidence of menopausal symptoms than the one who, you know, just comes to the soy protein and the supplements at a later time. But the good news is that by using the herbs, the black cohosh, the dong quai, the licorice, the red clover, the soy isoflavones in the menopause balance complex, it will help to restore hormonal balance. The hot flashes, the mood swings, and the insomnia will all be reduced. And we just love that new menopause cooling lotion. It's a blend of aromatherapy ingredients and then again some of the isoflavones and the herbs. And doesn't that work just beautifully in a quick hurry?
Yeah, people really like that. And the earlier that women begin on this simple program that you have laid out, the most basics, if you're on a very limited budget, you know, the multivitamin, and we have it with and without iron, so premenopausal women would want it with iron. The B-complex, which is, you know, people think they died and went to heaven when they get on that product. The GLA, omega-3, and Optiflora, those are like my top five. If people went on those before they get into menopause, what I found is that menopause then becomes a non-event. And so the sooner that you begin repairing and rebuilding and replacing your cells with these healthy nutrients, it makes it so much easier for our bodies to go through hormonal transitions.
Absolutely, Barb. We call that the Universal Women's Health Program. So we add it to a clean diet, the exercise, the water, the rest, the relaxation. And once again, mentioning those supplements, the soy protein, a program of Vital E, the B-complex, the C, the E, the omega-3s, GLA if they're needed, Optiflora, calcium, magnesium. Those are just such key nutrients that will help to balance the whole body. You will find that your health will increase, your energy will increase, your stress will decrease, the risk of health conditions will decrease. It's a terrific program. Now, we also say that add a little stress relief for those times when a person needs a little help. I think the most wonderful thing about stress release is that when I use the stress relief, I find that within 20 minutes, I just sort of calm down, things are more relaxed, and yet my mental ability sharpens. I just find that I'm clearer thinking, I'm more focused, and I love that feeling. We add the menopause balancing complex and the menopause cooling lotion, and then we like to always talk about Nutriferon, our superior immune-building product that contains four botanical herbs that increase the body's natural production of interferon, the immune health builder. That's a pretty simple program for people to get their hands around. We always say you start where you can. We like to give you these hints and help so that you can begin where you want to. Now for our eighth health wish, look 10 to 15 years younger. There's so many of us women who really want to do that. We always recommend that people begin with the supplements, but use the Entucell skincare system and the minerals, which are the natural beauty cosmetics. I introduced a new person to the Entucell skincare system just about 2 weeks ago. And after a week, all of her coworkers were saying, "What are you doing? Your skin is glowing. You look so much younger." She really exhibited quick results. I think that it happens for all of us, don't you, Barb?
Yeah, and I'm glad that you tucked that in at the end of this presentation, Nidra, because no women's material would be complete without that. That really is nutrition for the skin. Not only the skin care, but also the minerals makeup, because it's all mineral-based. There's been many, many clinical tests run on those products, and if you remember nothing else about Entucell skincare products, it's that they significantly increase the elasticity of the skin. In the clinicals, it was something like 150%, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And reduced fine lines and wrinkles by over 400% on half-face studies. I mean, it was like those numbers like really stood in my head because I've really seen that.
Mm-hmm.
And so just be aware of that as you're becoming familiar with Shaklee products. Begin to substitute those Entucell skincare products for other products you may have been using, and you'll see the difference easily within 30 days.
We call it instant age elimination.
Oh, that's good.
Another way to drop some years is to shed 15 pounds. Remember, nothing tastes as good as it feels to be slim and trim. So, Bob, in answer again to the question, what do women want? Women want to live younger, longer.
It's a great wrap-up, Nidra. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
You know, Barbara, every time we do one of these presentations, I'm struck with how powerful and important this information is for people's health. So what we're going to do now is turn to some stories. We're going to hear from some women who have regained their health through changing their lifestyle, changing their nutrition, and adding Shaklee nutritional supplements. So shall we get started?
Absolutely. And the first woman I'd like to introduce is Cheryl Mangan. Cheryl was an ultrasound technologist. Cheryl, about 10 years ago, you were dealing with PMS. Could you tell us about that?
Sure, Barb. At the time, I was working full-time in ultrasound. I was working on a bachelor's completion program. I'm a mom of two teenagers, and my parents were both sick, and I had raging PMS. You know, they say there's four types of PMS. Well, I had all four, and my symptoms just kept getting worse and worse. Most people have PMS about 3 days before their cycle. Mine got to be where it was about 3 weeks out of every month. By 1995, I was really in a bad situation. I had bloating, weight gain, mood swings, acne. I was even having some night sweats, sleepless nights. Breast tenderness, you name it, I had it. I had headaches every day, and I kept a bottle of Advil in my desk at work. My cycles were irregular, and I had heavy bleeding during my cycle. I just felt so out of control, and sometimes I'd hear myself yelling and think, "Who is that person?" Well, being in healthcare, I always had an OBGYN in my room, and I asked them about, you know, different treatments for night sweats or the PMS or bloating, and I actually went to see a female osteopath thinking that a woman would have a little bit more empathy and different answers. And everybody had the same answer. They all wanted to put me on birth control pills or some kind of hormone therapy. And that's not what I wanted to do. I have a younger sister with breast cancer, and I really had my questions about how safe hormone therapy was. So I actually spoke to a psychologist who was a friend of mine, and I was telling him how bad I felt and what was going on in my life, and he asking about my diet and my lifestyle and my stress, and he suggested I talk with this woman who knew a lot about nutrition. And that's when I met Marjorie. My husband Tom and I went to see Marjorie together because I was very unfamiliar with the area in Chicago she lived in. And Marjorie kind of explained about where my diet was lacking and how I needed to supplement it, and I really didn't believe it. I have to say that I was probably having really bad PMS the weekend I went to see her. But after she explained everything, told me how it would benefit me, if it hadn't been for Tom, I probably wouldn't have taken anything. But he was about had it with all the mood swings. In fact, he tells people that if a witch doctor danced around me and it helped, he would have paid for it. So anyway, we ended up bringing it home, and on the way home, I told Tom that if this stuff works, I think I'm going to sell it. And I really didn't believe it would work. When I brought it home, I actually boxed it back up and was intending to send it back to her that day. And Tom, being the smart guy he was, said, you go right ahead and do whatever you want. I'm going golfing. The next day, Sunday morning, I woke up and I stirred the protein into grapefruit juice and took the Vital E and the B and the C. But it was the first day I didn't have a headache in probably 2 years. I thought, well, you know what? It's Sunday. I'm not at work. And that's why this is helping. And I decided, just to prove her wrong, I'm going to take it again on Monday. So that was 10 years ago, and I don't think there's been a day since that I haven't had protein and Vital E. My symptoms within a few weeks began to disappear. Within months, my cycles went back to normal. I just felt like I had control of my life again, and I decided that how many women really needed to hear about this because it had helped me so much. What I would tell people who came to me with those symptoms, I would definitely start with the protein and the basics. If we would have had GLA when I first started, I would have added that right away. That has made such a huge difference for me. And the calcium, and probably stress relief. You know, when you feel so bad and then you feel so good, you can't help but tell everybody about it. And that is how I started my business, because people noticed how much better I felt. So that's my story, and I hope that somebody out there, it can help them.
Thanks, Cheryl. I'd like to introduce Mikey Darvey now. Mikey is from the Chicago area. And Mikey, when you were 46, you mentioned that you were having panic attacks. Would you tell us about that?
Yes, Barb, I would love to. 11 years ago, I had not only panic attacks, but very, very sudden onset of panic attacks, which led to constant anxiety, fear, and then further created a very deep depression. And even though I was, and I'm currently an avid runner, very in tune with my body, ate healthy, I was experiencing something I could not control. And after seeing what seemed like an endless number of doctors, doing multitude of tests, the bottom line always led to a prescription for an antidepressant. And because I was so against any chemical that might do any harm and the side effects with such drugs, the realization was very clear that I had to cope with this disorder. So I just continued to search out the answer through prayer and for guidance on how to move forward. It was about that time that Cheryl Mangan came to our office to talk with my husband, Steve, who is a dentist, and she had introduced the Shaklee cleaning products to us. And since I didn't share my anxiety disorder problem with Cheryl, I told her that I would start taking the Optiflora for another condition that I had, which was canker sores. And I was experiencing that at that time and had really dealt with that since a young child, which, by the way, have been totally eliminated, and there are no recurrences of that, so that was great. I then agreed to take the basics, which, you know, included the Vital E, the B complex, the Vita C, and the E-complex. And when I increased the B-complex is when I really began to notice a difference. In a matter of only a few months, the panic attacks ceased, and then the anxiety diminished, and then that dark cloud finally lifted from my life. And, of course, it was then that I, as well as my husband and my two daughters, began to take the shelf of Shaklee products and have continued to do so. If I was facing this challenge again today, the very same challenge, I would certainly begin with the basics and increased amounts of B complex, but I would also add the addition of stress relief, and that would be at the top of my list. I would also probably incorporate mood lift as well on an as-needed basis. You know, Bob and Barb, there are so many women that go about their daily lives with that smile on their face, and they struggle to get through the day, and they hide the despair and the hopelessness they feel within. And so I do hope that the women hearing my story today would try the Shaklee products and would experience the difference and the wonderful possibility of lifting their dark cloud of anxiety and panic disorder from their lives. And I would like to just thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to share my story and my journey toward optimum health with the Shaklee products.
Oh, Mikey, thank you so much for sharing that. I know for so many women who suffer from that, get isolated, and they think that there's no help for it, and maybe this might be an answer for other women as well. Before I let you go, could I also ask you just a moment about your sister, because you had mentioned that she had also had a health challenge that you had helped her with. Could you tell us about that?
Yes, I would really like to. My sister is an ER nurse, and she has been in the medical profession for many years and was actually a teacher of nursing for 10 years. And on September 15th, she herself was admitted to the ER with a huge ovarian mass. And, of course, it was something that none of us had ever even expected. She ended up going to Northwestern Hospital and having it diagnosed, as they put it, a huge ovarian mass. She was in a very, very deep despair, and all along I felt a very confident, positive feeling. And I told her over and over, we have Shaklee. You have been taking Shaklee. And she did confess to me that on a daily basis she would take her Nutriferon and the Carotamax along with her basics. And lo and behold, after a 4.5-hour surgery, the surgeon comes out and says to us, this mass was totally encapsulated, and not only was it encapsulated, it was encrusted. And I looked at my husband, Steve, and I said, Shaklee, that was Nutriferon and Carotamax. It did its job. It allowed the body to work efficiently and have the interferon attack that mass because it didn't belong there. And I told Shelly, I said, don't be surprised if you hear that there might have been some pre-cancer or very early stages of cancer within that mass. And sure enough, that was what was found. And she has made a complete recovery. She was out of that hospital in 2 days. And I stayed with her 24/7 and gave her, on an hourly basis, some supplements and performance and all the wonderful things that we have available. And she has just mended and is doing fine.
Oh, that's so good to hear. So, Mikey, thank you for sharing your story and your sister's. And hopefully this will be of help to other people who might be dealing with some of these same issues. Thanks again.
Thank you, Barb.
I'd now like to introduce Marilyn Garapolo from the Chicago area. And Marilyn, you had an issue with uterine fibroids. Would you tell us about that?
Yes, I was diagnosed with 3 large uterine fibroids. The one was like the size of a 5-month pregnancy, so that's how large it was. And my symptoms were 22 days at the most of bleeding, very, very heavy, heavy bleeding. And then I'd have a couple days break, and then I'd go back into that cycle of long, long periods. So I went to the doctor, found out that it was uterine fibroids and that there was nothing wrong with them, and I was fine. But at the time, the doctors, their choice was a full hysterectomy. And I thought, that's not the route I want to go. So I decided to take a look at what Shaklee could do for me. Here's what I did. I ended up starting with my diet. I gave up caffeine, and I gave up sugar. Plus, I ended up giving up dairy, wheat, and gluten, and alcohol. And then I really started taking Optiflora. Was very, very important. And Vitalia, more B complex. I was taking quite a few of those things, and GLA and omega-3, and then garlic menopause balance complex, lots of vitamin C because I was doing a lot of healing. And within a few months, my period started lightening up. What was great then, I started losing some pounds. I lost about 22 pounds when I was on this program. And now I just feel better. It's really amazing. If you feed your body what it needs, how your body does heal. And 2 weeks ago, I went for my physical, and my uterine fibroids are gone.
That is so amazing, Marilyn. So let me get this straight. A year ago, you had a uterine fibroid the size of a five-month-old fetus and
yes,
a couple of others.
I did.
And all you did was cut four or five or six things out of your diet, and you
yes,
added a bunch of Shaklee supplements. And so you came back to the doctor a year later, and there are no signs of uterine fibroid. That is absolutely an incredible thing.
Yes.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Thanks.
I'd like to introduce now Judy Torres, who is from the Chicago area. And Judy, you had some surgery. It's how you got introduced to Shaklee brain surgery, I believe. Could you tell us about that?
Sure, Barb. That was back in 1992, and I thought I was relatively healthy and discovered that I had a serious problem. I was very fortunate to have a wonderful doctor, and I recovered from the surgery. And I was told that I would probably be tired for about a year recovering, and that also I had paralysis on my side of my face and one of my hands, and that I had 18 months to get that function back. And that was the window of opportunity that was gone. Well, my biggest problem was fatigue, and it lasted not 1 year, but 9 years. And that was when I was introduced to Shaklee. I was looking for energy and ran into a former coworker, and he introduced me to the basics and the protein. And I was one of those people that had a result in a short amount of time, so that I noticed after about a week that when I drove home from work, I was not as tired as I always had been. And it really just made my life become normal again, and I decided to share the products with others because, you know, I thought for 9 years, this is all I would have had to do. And I had some of the best doctors in the country, and no one ever said to me, you know, nutritionally, how important B vitamins are to recover from fatigue. The other thing that happened was 18 months that I had to recover my hand, I still noticed since I was on Shaklee, it actually improved within the last 4 or 5 years that I've been taking the product. So just made a total difference in my life.
Wow. And can you tell us which nutrients were the most helpful for you? You mentioned B vitamins.
Right. I took the Shaklee Basic Strips, the Vital E, the Vitamin C, and the Vitamin E. And then energizing soy protein was extremely important. And I've never missed a day on both those products in 5 years because I never want to go back to being as tired as I was before.
So our next guest is Sue Erdman from Wheaton, Illinois. And Sue, you were suffering from lupus. Tell us about that.
Well, Bob, when I was first diagnosed with the lupus, I had pleurisy fluid around my lungs and pericarditis fluid around my heart. My joints were swollen and stiff. I really couldn't move. I had no appetite, a high fever of 103, and I just kept losing weight.
So what did you do about that?
Well, the first thing, of course, the doctor put me on was prednisone, and then he put me on an immunosuppressant to suppress my immune system to stop it from attacking itself. And that took care of the symptoms, but I was still really tired. I had no energy. I was still losing weight. I just couldn't get back to where I wanted to be. So enter Shaklee. I started taking the basics and protein, the omega-3s, alfalfa, joint complex, lecithin, B-complex, and calcium, and it took me about 6 to 8 months to get back to where I wanted to be. And my energy returned. I felt more balanced. I gained my weight back, and I got off almost all my meds.
So that really is amazing, Sue. So you took quite a few supplements, more than the normal amount, because you were under abnormal stress physically. And after that 6 months, were you able to scale your supplements back a little bit?
Yes, I scaled the supplements back, and I have no symptoms right now. When I go into the doctor, he looks at me like, I can't believe you're still here.
Boy, that is an amazing story. So what recommendation would you have for people who are suffering from lupus and other autoimmune diseases?
Well, the first thing I would say is start with the basics and protein. Exercise is also very important, and a great attitude. Get all your bad thoughts out so that all these good ones can come in. I've also, in the last 3 months, added the Nutriferon, and I have not been sick. And it has really helped keep the colds and the flu away. I know you have to be real careful with that with autoimmune diseases, but with lupus, I take one Nutriferon a day, and that's really helped me a lot.
Now I'd like to introduce Christine Pritchett. Christine is a mechanical engineer in Chicago. She's a professional woman. Chris, you called me, I think it was in June, and you were having some serious problems with hot flashes. And what I remember you telling me is that you don't take any kind of pills. You don't take drugs, you don't take medicines, and you certainly weren't about to take any vitamins. And so tell us what happened then when you started getting these hot flashes.
Well, yes, it started in June, and I started having them at night, and then it rapidly increased today. It was like every hour on the hour. Because of my profession, I had problems functioning at work. I couldn't concentrate. I wasn't getting much sleep. I finally decided to go to my doctor to see what he could do for myself. What they prescribed was hormone replacement, and myself, not taking any drugs or vitamins or anything, I always thought I was a very healthy person. I did not want to go to that route. So I kind of put it off until I couldn't stand it anymore. I was avoiding meetings at work. I was having coworkers go to meetings for me because I just couldn't concentrate. Then I contacted Barbara Ligoni at Shackley and, out of desperation, asked her what she could do for me.
We just talked about some vitamins that helped other women.
Yeah, and I took it, and it took me about 2 months. I noticed one day I actually worked 2 to 3 hours straight at the office and didn't have a hot flash. And as rapidly as they started, I think it was a day or two later, they totally stopped. I'm very surprised. I have to say.
So you came into this kicking and screaming.
Yes.
And which was great because you were really very skeptical about what vitamins or nutrients could do. So you did it because it was the last resort and got great results. The point is that you were starting to strengthen and rebuild your cells, and that's the only thing nutrients do. And it was your body that got it back in balance.
So our next guest is Bonnie Zeman from the Madison, Wisconsin area. Bonnie, I understand that you had suffered from Crohn's disease for 14 years, and now you are symptom-free. Tell us what happened.
I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. It came on really, really fast for me, and I was sick over a period of about 14 years, and I always depended upon doctors to get me well, you know, whatever pills they had. I never considered anything in the natural, and I always just sort of waited for a pill to be available that would cure me, you know. And I weighed between 70 and 80 pounds at the end of that. You could see every bone in my body, and I walked around as white as a ghost. And then the doctors that I had at that time decided that my colon had become of no use to me at all anymore. And they decided that in about 2 weeks that they would begin to do a cut down or something to get some veins so that they could transfuse me enough so that they could remove the colon, is from what I understood. And then they would bring it up to the side and I would become something called a colostomy. And I was actually kind of grateful at first that there was going to be an answer for me. And then I began to think about that. And I went to my beautician and I said, just cut my hair, Arlene, and get me out of here. I'm so sick. And I had gone to her for a number of years, and she said, why won't you consider something in the natural? She said, I believe that there's something that could help you in the natural. And she said, I'm going to send you a testimonial. This girl had had Crohn's disease, and she was well in 30 days, but she was not nearly as sick as what I was. But I took it, and my husband began to chide me. I really want you to try, he'd say. What have you got to lose? And I said, you know, I don't want to try anything else. I tried so many things. You know, when you're sick, everybody has a cure for you. And so I don't want to try anything else, but I thought, because he has said that phrase, what have you got to lose? I thought, well, I will try just one more thing. And I tried the Shackley vitamins, just a small regime of soy protein and B-complex and Vitalea, just a few things. And in a few days, I noticed the difference so that when I sat up on the side of my bed, I didn't feel like I was going to pass out. And after 7 days, I actually dressed myself, and I took my dog for a walk down the road a little bit and came back. And that was the biggest response that I had had in years. Just my whole head coming back, I was not cured or anything like that, but I felt better, and I felt an energy level. In 1 month, I went back to work for a couple of hours a day. In 3 months, I began to call my doctors, and I said, you know, I read somewhere that if I wasn't on all of this medication, I was on 40 milligrams of prednisone and a bunch of sulfa drugs, about 12 of those a day, and I was thinking that if I could get off some of those drugs, I would get even better absorption of the nutrients. And so I asked him if I could get off of them, and he said no. And then I thought for a minute, I went, wait a minute, this is my body, and I want to try getting off of some of this medication. And so I called him back, and I said, no, look, I'm going to go off of it, so just help me. And so he did. He walked me down off of it. I've never been back on medication. I got better and better and better through the years. I have probably been well. It probably took me about 3 years to completely rebuild my colon. Of course, when they came out with Optiflora, that was a big boon to my health. It's like I found this thing that worked for me, and the more supplements I took, the better I felt, and I knew I was in the right direction. After about 7 years, I was totally well. In fact, I can eat anything that doesn't eat me first. You know what I mean? I completely have my health back. I have wonderful energy levels. I have no symptoms of Crohn's at all. And I did have some surgeries that they did, like, early on, where they actually took the bottom half of my stomach off. Then they opened me up years later to repair a hernia, and they were looking at that surgery. And they've always told me that I would develop a lot of scar tissue and that I would have troubles with this surgery. And they're absolutely amazed that I have never had any problems with it. In fact, my doctor said to me that I was disgustingly healthy and that I should go home and not come back till I'm sick.
Bonnie, thank you so much. That is just great. Our next guest is Ann Whitcomb from the Chicago area, who is a triathlete and a fitness coach and a fairly new mom of twins. Ann, I understand that you did not use Shaklee products for the first part of your pregnancy, and then someone helped you out, and you used them in the last part of your pregnancy. Tell us what was happening before and what happened afterwards.
I have had anemia my whole life, which for people who don't know what anemia is, it's just a lack of iron in your blood. So iron carries the oxygen through your bloodstream, and it gives you energy and all that kind of good stuff. So if you have anemia, you generally have a low energy level anyway. And when women are pregnant, you get supplemented with iron because, you know, the baby is taking a lot of your blood flow away from you, and so women tend to need more iron. And so for me, already having anemia, and I was pregnant with twins, I had to be on a lot of iron. And I had the good fortune of knowing a friend, Moira Gorski, who's a Shaklee distributor, and I never bought vitamins from her. I always knew she sold them. She would never pressure me into trying them out. Like, she would tell me how she was benefiting from them, and I just quite honestly felt like to buy vitamins, I just didn't agree with it. But I took prenatal vitamins that my doctor gave me a prescription for, and I didn't realize at the time, I thought it was a prescription, so it must be better. But I didn't realize that it was just a prescription because it had extra iron in it, and they're required by law to do that. And I told Moira on several occasions about how miserable the extra iron was making me feel. And just because the iron has a really bad side effect of giving you atrocious constipation and, in general, GI distress. But I would take it because I knew I needed to have it. And she told me about the Shaklee iron, and I was very skeptical because I've tried iron supplements my whole life, and I've never found one that was good. And I tried it, and after 3 days, I wanted to run around and tell every OBGYN that I knew that they needed to give this to all their patients because I couldn't believe that there was something out there that didn't have any side effects. It was completely natural. Your body absorbed it all. It had such a good effect. And, you know, they're just out there telling everybody to get this stuff from the pharmacist. That's just, in my opinion, junk. And I felt so much better just being on that. So then I started taking the Shaklee Basics vitamins, so just complete multivitamin with the vitamin C and the vitamin E. And I took that along with my extra iron supplementation. And then at the end of my pregnancy, I was nursing my twins, so I continued to take the vitamins for about 8 months or so. And when I decided to stop nursing, I told Moira, you know, I'm going to get the children's vitamin for my kids, and I'll continue to do the iron for myself because I need it anyway, but I'm not going to take these expensive vitamins anymore. I really don't need these. And so I stopped. And after about 6 weeks or so, I noticed that I felt really crummy. And it occurred to me, it was those vitamins. I couldn't believe like the drastic change after just about a month or so. I just felt so much better when I was taking the vitamins than when I wasn't taking the vitamins. And since then, I would never give up my Shankly vitamins just because they make me feel so much better.
And thank you so much for sharing with us. That's really going to be helpful to so many people.
Glad to be of service.
Now I'd like to introduce Sally Buffett from Madison, Wisconsin area. And Sally, would you tell us, how did you get connected to Shankly?
Well, I initially was introduced to Shankly via their environmentally friendly cleaner products. And I can recall telling the woman who introduced me to Shankly that I would tell everyone I knew about those cleaners. But let's not go there with nutrition, because you see, I was completely healthy. I only had bleeding gums and cracked cuticles and halitosis and chronic tonsillitis and PMS, and I couldn't stay awake past 9 o'clock at night, and headaches. But, you know, I was the typical American, completely healthy. And in my mind, because I wasn't on a prescription drug or seeing a doctor on a regular basis, but I was well. So prior to Shankly, I would self-medicate whenever I got sick. If I had a cold, I would use some sort of over-the-counter drug. And typically the way things would go is I would get sick once a month, and it coincided with my menstrual cycle. And that little cold sniffle sometimes would, sometimes wouldn't, develop into a serious complication like laryngitis. I would get that at least twice a year. And then I would often get tonsillitis. And I've had two surgeons recommend I have those tonsils removed. But I decided to try Shankly Nutrition because my infant son and my husband, who were both sick, I could define them as sick because they were on a lot of antibiotics, almost more often than not. And they both had such dramatic improvements in their health with Shankly supplements that I decided to start taking some of them too. The first things I took with Shankly were the basics in soy. And once I got a feel for how terrific it was to have more energy and more vitality, I expanded a nutrition program that was fine-tuned for my specific needs. And I expanded to adding Optiflora for my immune system and SuperCalMag Plus for my bone density. I added Nutrifuran and the essential omega-3 complex and Keratomax and Flavomax, as well as zinc. And I am a huge fan of alfalfa. In fact, everyone in my family takes it, including our dog. I am just a true believer in the value of Shankly Nutrition, because before, when I didn't really see myself as sick, I certainly wasn't well. And now I have beautiful hair. I have beautiful skin. I no longer have bad breath. I haven't been on an antibiotic since I can't tell you when. I've had a beautiful second pregnancy. I have energy for my family and my career, and life is just so much more enriched, adding Shankly, not only the cleaners, which was my first love, but every single Shankly product I use. My message to other moms out there is, once you take care of your own self, you have so much more to give to your family and your loved ones, and it's a true gift.
So what a privilege it is to hear these stories. One thing I'd like for the people who are listening to this to think about is, who needs this information? This is so important to people. And we saw how many lives were changed by simply paying attention to lifestyle issues, changing our diet, adding some nutritional supplementation. So I just ask people to really think about who they can share this information with. We'd like to thank all of the folks who have shared their stories with us. And I want to thank you, Barbara, for being such a terrific co-host.
My pleasure, Bob, and good luck and good health to everyone.
The preceding is copyrighted K&E Productions. Unauthorized duplication is prohibited.